Victoria's harsh lockdowns in 2020 changed habits for many people. But new research has found that Victorian women's physical activity levels plummeted, with half exercising less than before the pandemic and 3 in 4 women stopping exercise altogether. Now the state government has launched a new campaign aimed at getting girls and women from all backgrounds and abilities back into sport or to try something new. From Melbourne, Emily Burke reports.
It's midweek and there's footy training at the Ovals in Strathmore Heights in Melbourne's north. At a nearby community hall, judo coach Clow Insarelda is getting ready for a women's only judo-inspired exercise class.
I'm really excited about it. Today we're going to do only the movements. Yeah, what I want to emphasize is that actually judo is a really... it's a great sport for women. Besides, it's fun and engaging, and it's a great exercise. It also provides you with the self-defense tools and resources that you can use in some challenging situations that unfortunately women sometimes face.
Mother of three, Yvette, has come along.
I used to take martial arts when I was a kid, like 17. I did some kung fu.
Do you feel a bit rusty, a bit nervous?
Oh, so rusty, but not nervous, because the point is to learn, not to be an expert already.
Victorian women are being encouraged to get back into physical activity after last year's harsh lockdowns saw gyms close and community sport paused. Melanie Feinberg is from Vic Health and head of the This Girl Can campaign.
Our research showed us that half of women are exercising less than before coronavirus hit, and 3 in 4 dropped out of sport altogether.
But it's not just about fitness. Andrea Swain is the women and girls manager from Football Victoria, which runs the Go Soccer Mums program.
Perhaps prior COVID, it was more focused on let's have a bit of a fitness with a fun. Now it's more about I need to learn how to be social again, and I want to belong into some social group and have some physical activity as a part of it.
But there are unique challenges for girls from migrant backgrounds.
Myself, I came to Australia without English, and football has been the safe space for me because I knew football from before arriving to Australia. So the next 2 years, funding from Vic Health is very much focused on multicultural communities. The great aspect of it is that, you know, it is a safe space for a woman to come.
Look, I'm a girl, but I'm still strong and I'm still dominant, and I'm not going to follow this script of what it is to be feminine.
20-year-old Sabrina Nyawela came from South Sudan, and she's now a This Girl Can ambassador for basketball.
I tried gymnastics as a kid and I wasn't very flexible. I played footy. Like, I just got my first set of golf clubs a few weeks ago, so I'm really curious about sports, and I do enjoy trying out a whole heap of different things, and I personally just want to smash through any barrier there is.
Is it hard to get girls into sport?
Definitely. I think, especially if we've moved from a different country. I mean, we moved to Australia in 2003. Basically, moving to a new country, adjusting to it, and then having to adjust to the work system, the education system, sport's not really seen as something that is pushing you towards the right direction in your future.
She says she's relishing being back on the court after last year.
Oh, it was awesome. I did have an asthma attack, but that was towards the end. But throughout the game that was awesome. It was just a few of us that we could finally play some social sport, just getting some friends to a court, and we just shot and laughed and joked, and it was just sort of, it felt a bit more normal.
Sabrina Nyawela, ambassador for This Girl Can, Emily Burke with that report.